This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Top officials from U.S. President Donald Trump's administration are briefing all members of Congress on Tuesday about the threat they contend that Iran poses, even as Trump and a key Iranian official traded taunts this weekend. The briefing comes after days of suspicions expressed by the United States officials that Iran was responsible for attacks last week on two Saudi oil pumping stations and an earlier sabotage of four oil tankers. On Sunday, the U.S. president and Iran's foreign minister traded barbs via Twitter. AP's Matt Small has more.
If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Never threaten the United States again. That's what President Trump tweeted after a rocket hit near the U.S. embassy in Iraq yesterday and before an interview was broadcast last night on Fox News Channel.
When I first came to office, one of the first meetings I had was at the Pentagon with generals, and they were showing me the Middle East, and they had 14 or 15 sites where there was nothing but war, problems. Every single one of those sites was instigated by Iran.
While no group has so far claimed responsibility for the rocket launch, Iranian officials say their country isn't looking for war. Matt Small, Washington.
Volodymyr Zelensky took the oath of office Monday as Ukraine's new president. As expected, he immediately dissolved parliament and called for snap elections. He told lawmakers his main goal is to achieve a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, where government troops have been fighting with Russia-backed separatists for 5 years. The conflict has killed about 13,000 people. And Ford Motor Company says it plans to cut 7,000 jobs, 10% of its global workforce, as it revamps its product line. The move will amount to about 800 layoffs in North America, including 500 this week. This is VOA News. The giant U.S. internet search engine Google said Monday it's restricting China's Huawei company from access to its Android operating system. It's doing so in compliance with the Trump administration's order last week, requiring export licenses for technology sales to Huawei. The Trump administration has designated the world's second biggest smartphone maker as a national security threat. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Google says it's complying with all U.S. government requirements and that services like Google Play and security for Google Play product will keep functioning on your existing Huawei device. But transfer of hardware, software or services to Huawei or technical interaction would be restricted by the American order that would strip Huawei phones of Google Maps and other services that require direct support.
That's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting. The U.S. government says a 16-year-old teenager from Guatemala has died at a Border Patrol station in South Texas. This is the fifth death of a migrant child in custody since December. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement that Border Patrol apprehended the teenager in the Rio Grande Valley of South Texas on May 13th. And during a welfare check this morning, the agency says the teenager was found unresponsive. While the agency did not say why the teenager was detained, it adds he was due for placement in a facility for youth operated by the Department of Health and Human Services. A 2-year-old child died last week after he and his mother were detained by the Border Patrol. I'm Shelley Adler.
The newest graduates of Morehouse College are celebrating the gift of being debt-free. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Class of 2019, may the sun always shine upon you.
This sunny future, the gift of a lifetime for the class of 2019 at Morehouse College, comes courtesy of billionaire Robert F. Smith, the CEO of Visa Equity Partners.
My family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
For those 400 cheering, now debt-free graduates, it's an estimated $40 million, and all he asks is that they pay it forward.
We are enough to take care of our own community.
Smith received an honorary doctorate from Morehouse, which is an all-male, historically black college located in Atlanta. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tajikistan's Justice Ministry says three prison guards and 29 inmates have been killed in a riot that broke out in a maximum security facility 15 kilometers east of the capital, Dushanbe. It was the second deadly prison clash to occur in Tajikistan in the past 6 months. The government has released a list of the 29 inmates killed in the riot. 17 are listed as members of the Islamic State extremist group. But communications in Tajikistan are tightly controlled. The claims cannot be independently verified. VOA News.